Gemara, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues the discussion of Esnan Mechir Kelev. Ezu Mechir Kelev, what's a case where a person has a chalois psul that's chal in a seh that would be roi for a carbon, otherwise except that it was given as a Mechir Kelev? Ha'imalachaveroi, helechot lezeh takas kelev zeh. He gives to somebody, and he makes up that this tleh should be bimkoim a kelev. A kelev is a dove tome, is a dove ra, and that which is a tashlum, a tmura, for, it's a little bit grad, it does have to do with the concept of tmura also, is that there's a bimkoim. And the bimkoim over here places a certain grius, a certain psul haguf in this behemoth, even though there's nothing different about it. But it's a mechir kelev, it was given as mechir for the price of. Mechir means something that was given for the price of. And it's posel akrov. V'chein shnei shutim shecholku. This case is a little bit more mechudish dik. Two shutvim that had a farm, and they mechalik between themselves, and the division of livestock was echad not lasor, one takes 10 tloim, v'echad not al tisho, one takes 9 tloim, the kelev. Shekeneged ha-kelev asurin. The one, the tenth, obviously, it's 10 keneged 10. 9 tloim are keneged 9 other tloim. The tenth tle that Reuven got is keneged the kelev that Shimon got. So the tenth one is keneged she'im ha-kelev mutorim. The ones that are together with the kelev, even though it's really one business deal, but we don't see those as possible. So the chiddush is that even in this case, even though it's part of a bigger picture, Lamaisa, this one is keneged the kelev, but we don't passel up all those that were part of the business deal. Now the Gemara has a whole arichus, and it's in the Rav, that you can't explain the Mishnah the way we just said it. The pashtus of the Mishnah is, it's 10 keneged, 10 is a very easy divide. Each one is worth, let's say, 5. The 10th tle, which is worth 5, is keneged the kelev echel, which is worth 5. So those two are possel, the other ones have nothing to do with the business deal. Lamaisa, the Gemara is not willing to be soivel that because in Cain, there's no business deal of all 10. And also, when you're putting all 10 together, which one are you going to asser? Hare, all 10 are given together as a grand total of 50, a shivu of 50, keneged the 50, 45 of which keneged 9 tloim with 1, which is keneged a kelev. So how would it be nischalik 1 with 9? So because of that, the Gemara explains that what we're talking about over here is that the tloim are actually worth less than the kelev. The kelev is worth a little bit more than each tleb ba'ofin. Then when he does this 10 keneged 10, it turns out that the 9 tloim that are with the kelev are keneged tloim, but each of the 10 tloim that are on the tzad keneged, a little bit of each one is keneged the kelev. Kelev is worth a little bit more, so in order to balance out the kelev, there has to be a little bit more on the tloim that are on the 10th side. So mela, a little bit of each seh includes the price of the kelev. We don't say the kelev is mechir, it's only on one or two. We say that it's divided among all 10. Even though it's a minute amount, it's a mute, but lamaisa, the psula guf is chal on each one, even though it's only one. Kivegi, you look over here on the Gemara, Kivega has a whole arichus about it. Why don't we say that you go bossa roiv? Kivega makes it tzushto. Mechasimuch says the same, that this din is like a mum that's chal on the behemoth. So what are you going to say? You're going to say the behemoth has a mum on its foot. So the foot is only a mirror of the behemoth. Oh, the mum is bottle and the behemoth is roi lakrov. You don't say that. A psul is chal in a chelik of the behemoth. The behemoth is kule nesa al yudezeh. This is the way the Mishnah is explained. So what the Mishnah really means to say is that those that are together, are those that are keneged ha-kelev, asurim, they're all asur. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say shekeneged ha-kelev asur. The biggest diuk. Shekeneged ha-kelev asurim means they're all asur. She'im ha-kelev, the 9 that are together with the kelev, are not together with the kelev to balance out. They don't include the mechir of the kelev. They are together with the kelev, keneged all the tloim. So they are mutar. They're not keneged the kelev. Esnan Kelev, what happens if he says a combination of an Esnan with a Kelev, which means he says, Helechot Tleze Vitolin Kelboscho Etzli. He gives money for a Tle that Yenis kelev should be given over for Mishka Behemoth. Chmolon Zlot. Umechir Zoyno. Or you have a case where Behemoth is given over, but it's given over as a price for a Mises Nos. Harelu Mutar. The Gzeis HaKosef does not include these cases. Shenema, the Torah says. Ki Toyev as Hashem Lekech Gam Shnehem. Shnehem means Shnayim, these two. Shnayim v'loy arbo. There are two cases. The Mechir. Kelev and an Esnan Zayin. Not four cases. V'lodei Sam. This means the V'lodei of the Esnan Zayin. Mutorim Shnema Hein v'loy Valdei Sam. It makes sense logically. That the V'lodei of the Behemois doesn't have a psul haguf like a trefa, where hayoyz min hatref is also. It's a psul gabe akrov. It doesn't carry over to the vlodis. We'll just point out a shasi idea, what we mentioned before, that if you would have 10 tloyim, keneged 9 and a kelev, and each one, they're completely equal in price. The kelev is the same 5 shekel that the tloyim are worth. So what would you do then? We said that l'chari, it would, the pashtus of the Mishnah would sound like you could take one, that becomes keneged the kelev, and then the other 9 would become mutter. The other 9 are not part of the same deal because it's equal mechir, and then 1 is keneged 1, the other 9 are keneged the other 9. L'maisa, the Gemara speaks out by Richas, that's totally in Yesh Berir and Ein Berir. Yesh Berir means whenever you have a chalois that won't be nizbar till later, a person is mafish truma from a barrel of wine, and he can't be mafish, let's say, because it's Shabbos. What he wants to do is he wants to say that the isur shani osid to take out, that will be truma. So there's a hafrosha, but on which actual cup of wine the hafrosha will be held, not to be named later. The person wants to write a get. He wants to write a get for one of his two wives that both have the same name. It'll be nizbar which one he'll get rid of, which one he'll be megarish lachazman. So we say ein breru, a chalois which is not nizbar b'shaiti can be chal lachazman, and a maisa that a person does with a chalois of it is not mevuror, so it's not chal. Yesh breru means it's not a problem. It'll be nizbar later on what's chal today. The same thing is over here. Be mevar by taking out one tlek connected to kelev, that this is the one that was connected to kelev. Yeah, but b'shas ma'isa wasn't. So if b'shas ma'isa we say ein breru, so then what we're saying is, it was saying is that all 10 are connected, so then it would be also. But if we say yesh breru, and you could be mevar later on when you take the one out which is connected to kelev, then that was the one that was connected to kelev, l'mavre, it's huvra, and then it would be motor. Mishneh Dal, nosan lo ksofim. This is another few details that again to Isser Esna. Nosan lo ksofim means that he gave her money, gave the Zoyno ksofim arelu mutorim. The money that's given to her is not awesome. That means, let's say she buys a behema. Is that behema, since it was bought with Esnan dika geld that she got for a Mises Nos? So does that become also? No. Psul haguf of Esnan is not chal in $100 bill, in the silver coin. However, yeno shmona muslos is anything that's royal mizbech. The whole dover should be yoytze by karav al gabim mizbech also, because the psula guf is chal in the zak itself. So it becomes, even if it's not kachem right now, but it's royal lakrov, it's chal in the psula guf, and then taka, it becomes also lakrov. Nosel mukdoshim. Let's say he gave her a behemoth that's already hooked up. She has a carbon oil. Hareze a carbon oil. So now he gives it to her. And now, ooh, this tzedek is could now go be makir of a korban. There's a certain type of sanot to that. If it was a korban shlom, let's say, could eat the basar and so on. So harelu mutar, there it was not created. The hegdish and the kedushas aguf wasn't created on your day, the esnan. It was there before. The esnan, the ma'is esnan, doesn't pass off. Oifos harelu asur. Oifos are like behemoths. Shoyu bedin, there would be a mokum to say not that way. Even if a behemah shall hegdish, if you see that a behemah shall hegdish, shamum poisel behem, that an actual physical mum passes at lemezbeach, ein esnan and zayin mechia lehem, the esnan and zayin is not chal on them. That means once behemah is hegdish, like we just said, if it's already mugdash, nosan lo mugdashim, the din's already mugdashim. The psul esnan mechir is not chal. So if a balmum is chal on a behemah that's already kodesh, esnan mechir L'chayr should be chal. Oifois, or rather, Esnan Mechir is not chal. So then, Oifois, Shein amum poisul behem doesn't have to be a tomim. An oif doesn't have a din of a balmum. Any bedin shelo yehei esnanu mechir chalalein. Talmud loimar. The Torah says on the pasuk of lesovi esnan zayin mechir kelv. It says lechol neder. The word kol is a ribui lahavi es oif. Say nachrami. It's counterintuitive. It's a kalvachem. Another way, but this is the way the gzeis hakosav is.